Our guest today is a professional comedian with over 20 years' experience in the business. Using the stage name Windsor, he's performed in some of the top comedy clubs in the country, as well as comparing many household names. He set up Comedy Beats 2 years ago and puts on comedy shows in venues around the southeast of England. Here to talk about life in comedy and a special show he's hosting on the 6th of July is Mark Coxon. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Annie. Thanks for having me back to Susie.
Not at all. You're very welcome, as always. Third time.
It is.
It's becoming a nice habit.
It's nice.
It's a good habit to form.
I feel at home.
Good for you. You've been a comedian for 20 years. You've compared some of the biggest names in the business. 2 years ago, you set up Comedy Beats. Why did you do that?
For a couple of reasons. Three reasons, really. One, the contacts that I'd made over the last 20 years. I knew so many great comedians. Two, I felt that a lot of people... I was doing gigs in London and meeting people from Crawley, Reigate, Hawley, and I was thinking, why do they have to travel all the way to London or Brighton to see these really good acts? And three, because I wanted to make something really special and put top comedians in our area and save people the expense and the time and the travel to go up to London and Brighton to see these kind of shows.
So you set up Comedy Beats with Gary Burke, didn't you?
Indeed.
And so you put on shows, various venues around the southeast of the country, and the USP is that you pride yourself in the quality, the people that you get on.
Absolutely.
That's the thing, isn't it? And that requires a lot of planning and negotiation, I should imagine.
Well, a lot of the people who work for Comedy Beats are really old friends. We haven't quite managed to get down some of the hugest names we know yet, or I know, but yeah, the people we've had down our main club over the last, we've done 14 shows there at the Grasshopper in Tilgate in Crawley. We've had Lee Hurst, Bob Mills, Zoe Lyons, Robert White, loads and loads of top comedians have come down and helped us out.
And as a result, Comedy Beats is really gaining rapidly, isn't it? A reputation in the locality.
It is. In our first year, we did 11 shows. In our second year, we got booked to do 40 shows. So that kind of growth shows that people like what we're doing.
And I think that's the thing. People have such an appetite for class acts on a local level. You hit the nail on the head. I think in days gone by, you'd have to get on a train, worry about how to get home. Having gone to a Stones gig last week, I can tell you that there were some people that actually didn't even get home. And that's the sort of thing, isn't it? You have a great night maybe in London, and then you've got a long haul to get home. You want something on your doorstep, and you're fulfilling that.
Absolutely. And because I've worked in comedy for 20 years, I do know that some promoters, some people who put comedy on, what they do is they put a couple of beginners in the middle who are a bit hit and miss. They put a good act on at the beginning, a good act on at the end, but the night can be hit and miss. I want quality from start to finish, even if some of the acts we use aren't household names. Like one of the shows I've come in to talk to about today, probably the least known comedian on the bill is Josh Howie. Now, Josh has had his own series on Radio 4 already. It's been commissioned for a second series. He's not a household name like the other acts on the bill, but he's still been doing comedy for 12, 14 years and knows exactly what he's doing.
And it ticks the box of quality. Speaking of ticking the box, you're here to announce a very special gig on the 6th of July, aren't you, at the Grasshopper in Tilgate?
Absolutely.
You're going to reveal a very special guest, exclusively or kind of exclusively here for Susie listeners. Tell us about it anyway.
I'm so excited about this one. We've been doing comedy at the Grasshopper since March 2017. We've been booked to go back there until May 2019. So we're obviously doing something right. I think this will be about our 15th show there. And I always like to put one act with a TV credit on the bill. But this time we've got two amazing people on the bill. We've got already booked is Simon Evans, who's done Live at the Apollo, the Michael McIntyre Roadshow, a few Mock the Weeks. But I'm really pleased to announce that we've got a special guest of Stephen K. Amos.
Well, hey.
Which is great. He's done all of those shows, and he's done the Royal Variety performance, and he's had his own show on BBC Two. He's a legend, Stephen. And when we started out, he was very much my mentor. Stephen and I were the first two acts my agent signed. And Stephen went on to be a bit of a comedy superstar. and I filled in gigs that he had been doing. So the very smallest gigs he did in his first months, when he moved up one rung, I filled in. When he moved up to rung two, I filled in.
Oh, wow.
And I've kind of followed his career.
There's
until...
There's a parity and an echo there to your careers as well as your friendship.
Yeah. And the compere for the night is Michael Legg, who was the third act that my agent ever signed.
Oh,
so there's
wow.
a real symmetry there between
the three
of us.
It's a real family kind of feel, isn't there?
Yeah.
I love it when someone says, my agent. It sounds so impressive.
But what's even more exciting about this gig is, because we've been doing it £10 for tickets in advance,
oh, yes.
15 on the door. What we've done, because it's the summer and often it's harder to attract an audience when the weather is like it is today.
Yeah, because you've got a summer saver deal, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, we have. And we're cutting the advance ticket price to £5.
That is remarkable.
So originally when I spoke to you and Susie about coming in and talking about this, I thought, oh, this will really move the tickets. But already two-thirds of them are gone. They're going really, really quickly. Because £5 to see Stephen K. Amos, Simon Evans, Josh Howie, and the wonderful Michael Legg, what a deal.
That
what
is
deal.
Quite amazing.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of the 1990s, the supermodel Linda Evangelista. She wouldn't get out of bed for under 10 grand. These guys are going to come and perform for us for that kind of price, that ticket price.
Yes, and it's all to do with the relationship I have with them over the last 20 that I've built with them over the last 20 years.
That is absolutely brilliant. So that is sterling comedy at a bucket price.
Absolutely.
Well, so tell us, you've told us a little bit about Stephen K. Amos and Simon Evans. Now, I was reminded, when you told me that Simon Evans was coming on, my husband is very, very excited about him too. Give listeners a bit of an idea of his brand, because he's got a very, I don't know, he's quite posh.
He's very posh. He's got very, very slitty, slanty eyes.
Very deadpan.
Sounds delivery. Very middle class. I was watching him do a clip on YouTube yesterday, and he made me laugh out loud, which I don't do very much when I'm looking at a computer screen. I save that more for live comedy. But he said he was talking on YouTube about Russell Brand, and he said the interesting thing about his name is it's two things that you can do with cattle, which I just think is such a great gag. And yes, Simon is very middle class, very posh. He's a parent. He talks about his children, his partner. He's quite, what's the word?
I love the deadpan delivery to it. Yeah.
But it's also mildly scathing.
Yes.
Particularly of family life and growing up and his own father. And yeah, he's a wonderful, wonderful comic. He's just been doing
brilliant.
A national tour of theatres.
Has he, really?
Which he's just wound down. He'll do this gig and the Edinburgh Festival, and then he'll go back on another tour of theatres on his own.
So he's a busy boy, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's very busy. So you've told us about the Grasshopper. You're going to be there till 2019.
Yeah, that's first already, Friday of every month.
That's a good one for people to put in their diaries.
Except
every
November,
month.
It'll be the second Friday because it goes up against
Oh,
Firework
we won't night. Worry about November. Forget about November. With Comedy Beats, Mark, you're not afraid, really, to take a few punts with acts. I know you said you want quality acts on all the time, not just sort of sandwiching good and untested. And what I like about what you've done is, well, you've had somebody on who I didn't know much about until you told me when we were sort of liaising about doing the interview. Robert White, he's a case in point, isn't he? He was described by Simon Cowell as very quirky and very naughty, and I had to go and watch him just on YouTube, obviously, just to acquaint myself. He's somebody else that you've featured quite a lot with Comedy Beats. And as I say, you're not afraid to take a few punts. And he's a very, very interesting character, isn't he?
He is. He's on the spectrum with autism. He describes himself, let me get this right, as the only gay cross-lateral web-toed or Asperger's quarter Welsh comedian on the circuit. He is a mixture of the most wonderful things. But I'm like Robert, until he was on Britain's Got Talent a few months, well, the last few weeks and last few months, would be at the level, probably not actually as high on the level as Josh Howie with his one series on Radio 4. But he's been working on the circuit probably for about 12 years. I know him well. I like to think of myself as a bit of a elder brother to Robert. And he's a lovely, lovely man, and I knew he was doing Britain's Got Talent. He'd already done half a dozen of the shows that I spoke about earlier for Comedy Beats. I could see what was happening, and I managed to book him for 4 out of 7 Comedy Beat shows.
I know,
three
he's
of those
featured
six
loads. Yeah, and because the thing is about him, what I liked, I mean, I only saw him, as I say, a YouTube clip, and I'm going to be looking out for him at some of your shows because he's just so different. And just to explain to listeners, yes, he is on the
spectrum.
Autistic spectrum, and he makes jokes and quips about being gay. And he was just so irreverent with the panel.
Absolutely.
He was fearless.
That's Robert.
I mean, most people would just not dare do that. And he kept doing it. And he doesn't just kind of come out with one quip in one sentence. The sentence is packed with that kind of humour. And you just literally, you finish laughing, you finish smiling, you finish whatever, and you've got something else. It just keeps coming. It's a machine gun kind of comedy, isn't it?
That's right. And we have, we had him at the Holbrook Club in Horsham last Friday. When we announced that he was on, the tickets just flew out the door. We sold that show out. We've got him on in Rusper, in Lamb's Green, at a venue called The Lamb, in about a week and a half. That's on the website. And we've got him at the Grasshopper in Crawley for his second visit there in September.
And also Tunbridge Wells, is that right?
Yes, I didn't know if I could mention Tunbridge Wells on Susie.
Oh, well.
I've done it now. Isn't it that Kent County?
Oh, sorry, you know, if you're listening
in Kent. We all love Kent.
We know no barriers. Comedy knows no barriers.
Yes, we have him in Tunbridge Wells as well.
Speaking of other things you've got lined up for the rest of the year, tell us, you've got various places, haven't you, lined up? Tell us a little bit about what you've got then.
We have shows. Well, this year I think we're working with 17 different venues. So I've talked quite a lot about the Grasshopper. We work with Hawley Cricket Club. We work with Oliver's in Copthorne. We're working with the East Grinstead Sports and Hockey Club, the Red Barn in Lingfield, Box Hill, The Tree. Basically, Box Hill would be our most northerly point, and Tunbridge Wells or Lewis would be our most southerly point. We're kind of working within a 20-mile radius and expanding year on year. But all of the venues that we're working with are all on our website. If you go to upcoming shows, then you can see where we are.
Okay.
And come along to a show.
Okay, and closer to home, am I right in thinking that a giant grasshopper is about to be let off the leash somewhere in Crawley in the next day or so?
Yes, yes. The plan is, one of my dearest old friends is somebody called Les Bubb, who would be widely regarded as probably the best European mime act for the last 50 years. And we're really good mates. He's been to a few Comedy Beats shows. And I was saying, you know, I think if we got a giant grasshopper out on the side of the road during rush hour, I think if people
something
stuck in their car, if they're not moving, they might actually photo it and tweet it, and it might go. That's what I'm hoping.
You go for subtlety every time, don't you, Mark?
Yeah. So we've got an A-board made up with the details we want. Les is coming from Bristol, where he lives, and he's got a green Lycra bodysuit and a full grasshopper head mask, and he'll be out on the side of the road on one of the major Crawley roads tomorrow morning from about 7 a.m. with me hiding.
Oh, good.
A tree
I'm glad
somewhere.
It's not me in something like that. You've got someone else to do something
well,
like that.
Well, next time you can do it for us. And
no.
If it's not you, I'm sure Dell will.
No, I don't think so. Green is not my colour.
Okay, I can see that.
Mark, thanks so much for coming on to talk about Comedy Beats. Good luck with the future and just have continued success because it's doing so brilliantly, and all credit to you, all the hard work you put into it.
Thank you so much. Can I just say before I go, if anybody wants to see a quality comedy show in the area, go to our website, www.comedybeats.com. You'll see loads and loads of great shows. This is one on the 6th of July. We're really excited about £5 a ticket, July, August, September. Next 3 months, Summer Saver Special. Thank you.
Brilliant. That was Mark Coxon from Comedy Beats. Comedy on our doorstep. Great stuff. Check out the Comedy Beats website to get all the gig details. Mark just gave it to you, but I'm going to give it to you as well. It's comedybeats.com. The next show, as he said, is on the 6th of July at the Grasshopper in Tilgate, Crawley, and it's featuring Stephen K. Amos, Simon Evans and Josh Howie.
You've done it all, you've broken every code, appalled the rebel to the floor.